This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
As Heathrow staff are allowed to wear free Palestine badges, has Britain become a hostile environment for Jewish people?
Be asking for the removal of the Ukraine flag in solidarity with the Ukrainians. Because
yeah,
maybe you could argue it's creating a hostile environment for Russians living in the UK, which is a ridiculous argument. Why this foreign country is dictating the rights of British citizens on British soil? Your logic is very poor.
Palestinian flag is different from all other flags. It symbolises the destruction of the state of Israel.
It symbolises Palestine.
Those who wave that flag is the terror flag. It is the flag which means no Israel. And that is what is so offensive to so many UK Jews.
And that shows, unfortunately, how sick-minded you are, that a national flag, a simple national flag of a people who are a nationality, who live in
Not
Palestine, who have
flag.
Ancestry. And let me finish, sir. It shows how sick-minded you are, that the very existence of their flag is anathema to you.
Absolutely. As Heathrow staff are allowed to wear free Palestine badges because apparently it informs travellers they can speak Arabic. First I've heard of that. Has Britain become a hostile environment for Jewish people? Co-founder of the Muslim Debate Initiative, Abdullah Al-Andalusi, takes on the chair of the National Jewish Assembly, Gary Mond, next. This is Patrick Christie, tonight with me, Ben Leo, only on GB News. Now, has Britain become a hostile environment for Jewish people? It's time now for the head-to-head. And Heathrow Airport is at the centre of an anti-Semitism storm tonight after bosses claim that security staff wearing pro-Palestine badges, here they are on the screen now, are allowed to do so because it lets travellers know they speak Arabic. So this comes after a Jewish passenger travelling through Heathrow was subject to a security check by a female employee wearing the controversial badge. When the passenger complained, Heathrow's customer support department responded with the following statement. They said, "We can confirm that no nationality, religious or political items can be worn by any Heathrow staff. The exception is that if a person speaks a language from a certain region as a secondary language, the flag representing the country would be present, which is provided by Heathrow Airport. This is not a compulsory requirement to display this information and is at the staff members' discretion so that foreign travellers may know who to approach should it be easier to communicate in their own language." But that sparked fury among Jewish groups, with the director of UK Lawyers for Israel, Caroline Turner, saying, "The effect of the security staff wearing the flag is to create an intimidating, hostile and offensive environment for Jews and Israel supporters." So tonight I'm asking, has Britain become a hostile environment for Jewish people? First, going head-to-head on this are the co-founder of the Muslim Debate Initiative, Abdullah Al-Andalusi, and the chair of the National Jewish Assembly, Gary Mond. Good evening to you both. Gary, let's start with you. Is there a hostile environment in the UK for Jews? I think I know the answer.
So it's definitely got, the situation has got worse and worse. And the incident that you've just described is absolute insanity. Have you ever seen anyone wearing a French badge or a German badge? But I gather in the last few hours, Heathrow Airport has backtracked and Caroline Turner of UK Lawyers for Israel has won her battle and these badges are going to be stopped.
Okay.
But yes, the situation has become absolutely appalling in so many different areas of life for Jews in the aftermath of the 7th of October.
OK, Abdullah, so Heathrow have already backtracked. They said, no, that was wrong. Why would that person be wearing a Palestinian badge at an airport?
Well, firstly, Palestine is recognised by 145 countries around the world as a state. So hence, if you can wear a state flag on yourself to represent the language or
fine,
the dialect.
But in light of the current situation, why would they choose to do that?
So then should we also ask for everyone to not display their Israel flags? Because in light of the current situation, especially when they're being accused of plausibly committing genocide by the International Criminal Court, we should then more so ceasing and putting up flags of Israel, including one in Sheffield Council. What is a foreign flag doing flying in England or
I think that's wrong as well.
On state property? And also, I think that, UK Lawyers for Israel, why not UK Lawyers for UK? You know, if you're going to be nationalist about things, as GB News tends to be, then be nationalist. Why this foreign country is dictating the rights of British citizens on British soil?
Are they? What do you mean by that? Who's doing that?
Well, the UK lawyers for Israel. Hence, it's in the wording there.
Well, it's just a working group in the UK, isn't it? Oh, you've got also, your chair
oh,
of
so
the Muslim.
It's just so that they just put the word for Israel is just a bit of a joke. Then they just.
Well, Abdullah, you are the co-founder of the Muslim Debate Initiative. So what's the difference?
Yes, it's Muslim is being is the name of a religion. You have British citizens are Muslim. You're saying that you can't be British and Muslim?
You've just literally tripped over your own argument. You're saying, why is there an Israeli organisation in the UK? Why is there a Muslim organisation in the UK?
No, why is there a UK organisation that states that it's for a foreign country? That's my argument. So I haven't tripped over anything. Your logic is very poor. Religion and state or nationality okay. are not the same thing. Don't you know the difference? At the UN, what state at the UN is called Muslim? What state at the UN is called Jew? What state at the UN is called Christian? Please tell me that, sir.
Okay, well, one point I do agree with you on is the fact that any badge displayed in public, I mean, it's been LGBT Pride Week, whatever it's been this week, I don't want to see any political persuasions or ideologies displayed in public
service. Will you be asking for the removal of the Ukraine flag in solidarity with the Ukrainians?
I don't like any of them.
It's creating a hostile environment for Russians living in the UK, which is a ridiculous argument. And also, Marion Margolis, a very famous Jewish actor, would disagree with the connection of Jews and Israel. They are not connected. Many Jews reject Israel. Israel is not representing Jews around the world. It's actually anti-Semitic to say that Israel represents Jews around the world. Why are you being anti-Semitic then? Why are you being anti-Semitic?
It's all semantics. The big problem is the interference of politics in both sport and entertainment and in so many areas of life where politics does not belong. I'm a former international butterfly swimmer 50 years ago, and I remember how we first started to see the problem when the Moscow Olympics were boycotted by the Americans. And the problem has got worse and worse, culminating what we saw a few weeks ago with the Eurovision Song Contest. We must keep politics out of sport and entertainment and indeed daily life as we're seeing at Heathrow Airport.
Well, look, the issue is that Zionists are offended by the very existence of Palestinians. And anyone that recognizes Palestinians, they're so warped in their mind, those who hate Palestine, to see the Palestinian flag, that when they see it and they react like this, it just shows you how really intolerant they are. Imagine how the Palestinians live under the rule of people who hate to even see their very existence, who hate to see their flag, such that they will raise issues with it, and they will deem to be offended by the existence of a simple flag of a nationality.
Palestinian flag is different from all other flags. It symbolizes the destruction of the state of Israel.
It symbolizes Palestine.
Everybody who goes on those marches on Saturdays, they're not arguing for a two-state solution. They are arguing for the destruction of the state of Israel. Those who wave that flag, it's the terror flag. It is the flag which means no Israel. And that is what is so offensive to so many UK Jews, many of whom, in fact, most of whom, are fervent Zionists.
Okay, and that shows,
unfortunately, how sick-minded you are, that a national flag, a simple national flag of a people who are a nationality, who live in Palestine, who have ancestry, and let me finish, sir. It shows how sick-minded you are that the very existence of their flag is an anathema to you.
Abdullah, do you think October
you hate
7th
it so
was,
much
was
you want to you want to, you want you want to stamp it out? All I'm saying is this: that if anyone
answer my question, please. Do you think October the 7th was equally as sick? Because that Palestinian flag, since October the 7th, every other weekend in London, you've had chants from the river to the sea, calling for this and that. You've had all sorts of signs. Do you think happened in October? Do you condemn what happened on October the 7th?
It's not even related to the topic, but if every human life is sacred and precious, and I see the 1,000 lives, or 1,200 lives died on October the 7th, then what Israel did is 40 times worse than October the 7th, because they killed 40 times more human beings than even Israeli secret intelligence
are agreeing
to those figures. Over a period of 8 months. But guess what, right? When the Nazis were bombing London over 4 years, they killed far less British people in London.
No, they didn't.
Israel did. Yes, 20,000. 20,000 dead.
Look at the likes of Dresden. And also,
London.
You're quoting, Abdullah, you are quoting Hamas
London.
Figures.
Nazis bombing London with indiscriminate bombs over 3 years only killed 20,000 people. That was when they tried to kill maximum damage with indiscriminate weapons. Israel, with precision weapons, has killed twice as many people as the Nazis killed in London during the Blitz.
You're quoting figures from a health authority run by terrorists who raped and killed their way through
Israel. Israeli newspapers have reported that even the Israeli intelligence service has accepted it, because in previous conflicts, the figures usually reported are actually accurate. In all the previous conflicts, they've always been generally accurate. So they take it. Okay. Right? So that's poor argument. What you haven't highlighted is
we're running out
that
of time.
When Israelis go, if Israelis males of military age go through our airports, they should be subject to some sort of search because they come from a war zone.
Thank you very much to you both.
They're part of a militant group.